Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
Today's program has been brought to you by Route 11 Potato Chips. Made with a secret recipe and superior ingredients, their mission is to make an outstanding product in a safe and clean environment. For more information, visit www.rt11.com.
Thank you for listening to Heritage Radio Network. We are a member-supported, nonprofit food radio station. That means that every single thing we do, from broadcasting 35 weekly shows for free, to bringing you exclusive content from sold-out food events across the country, to offering scholarships to high school students, is only possible thanks to the support of our loyal members. And we want you to join the club. Become a member during our 2017 summer drive to get access to sweet swag and pledge your support to the world's only food radio station. Visit heritageradionetwork.org/donate to become a member now.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to Animal Instinct here in Heritage Radio in the beautiful Brooklyn, New York. And this is your host for the day, Ada Nieves. And I'm here to cover for your regular host, which is Celia Kutcher, and she's on vacations. So a big shout to her. I hope she's sitting on the beach holding a mojito and having a lot of fun. So I hope that you enjoyed the episode for today. I have two friends of mine that are going to help me hopefully make the next 30 minutes very entertaining for you. Our first guest is Crystal Rojas.
Hi.
From Let Your Bark Create. We also have Mina Colon with her cat Luna.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing today?
Oh, that's perky, happy, great. I love that. Well, thank you guys for coming. I mean, this is the first time that I do an episode by myself, so I'm a little nervous, and I hope that everyone really enjoys this, and you guys have a lot of fun with me here. So why don't we start with Crystal? Crystal, you have your business, Let Your Bark Create.
Yes.
And why don't you tell friends what is it about?
It's about pet photography right now, and Let Your Bark Create started with my dog, Kira, and she used to be in lots of photos and photo shoots. She'd been in a book called The Canine Chronicles, which is a limited edition, really nice book about dogs from important people from history.
Oh.
As if they were dogs.
Oh, so she recreated someone in history. So, okay, I'm curious. Who she was?
She was this Japanese man who created one of the games for the Atari back in the day.
Oh.
So he was an innovator, yes.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, she's
I
a
heard
Shiba
about
Inu,
him.
And he was
so,
Japanese.
Well, so. She was a Shiba Inu, so yeah. That makes sense. It's a Japanese dog. Now,
yes.
I wanted to ask you, why the name of your company says Bark Create? Is targeted only for dogs?
Yes.
It's only for dogs.
Let Your Bark Create is about letting... I try to photograph personalities, and I try to let the dogs tell their story. I try to let their personality shine.
Okay.
But the slogan, Let Your Bark Create, can be more so of let your voice create. Let your voice express itself and create and share ideas. So for right now, it's about the dogs, but it will spread on to more... about making an impact in the community.
Oh, that's nice. So it basically started with your dog appearing in a book.
Yes, and she's been in like music videos and stuff like that.
She did
a lot of stuff.
So she's like a celebrity.
She left behind because she's not with us anymore. So
oh,
she left
I'm
behind
sorry.
A lot of inspiration. So that's my inspiration.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you went to school for photography, or this is something that you do as a hobby that you have self-taught?
Self-taught,
wow, yeah. That's amazing.
3 years.
I love that because it's an example of how can people learn something and made it a business and be successful like you are. Because, I mean, I am a witness of how many people call you to cover their birthday parties for their dogs or any events. You are everywhere. You're at the New York Fashion Show. You're at the Cannes Fashion Show. I just saw you at a couple of dog birthday parties or bark day parties.
Yeah.
They call
it. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, that's great. I love that. So, can you tell me probably like who has been, you know, your biggest clients or who you like, you know, a story about on your photography?
I have a lot of different clients, a lot of interesting clients. You're saying clients like the dogs or like the owners? Because I consider the dogs my clients.
Oh, but you're opening another door there. So you have do you have a name that you can drop? That's no names?
No, I work a lot with Celebrity Catwalk, and there they have a lot of nice people and known people, which I do photograph and do have other gigs regarding them.
Okay, so for our listeners, you know, what would be a good tip for them to use when they're taking a picture of their dog?
I guess it depends what they want to accomplish. But a good tip would be as long as they can sit for you.
Okay, so sit
is a good start.
Yeah, yeah.
Good lighting, so you want to either be outside or if you're at home, close to a window if you're using your cell phone.
Oh, that's a good tip,
so,
yes.
Yeah, you would get better lighting. The better the lighting, the clearer.
Well, as a person that constantly work in the media, and you know, I can tell you, they're always looking into contrast of background.
Yeah,
you know, that if the animal has a lighter color, sometimes it's difficult. Like if I go to a show, the first thing that they tell me is that please don't wear white.
Yeah, that is a bit more difficult to photograph, depending on like their backdrops, and a lot of them are.
Okay,
white,
so is it difficult to take pictures depending on the breed, their size, or the color, or it's pretty much the same? You just work around it.
You learn to adapt with what you have and work around it. But I do have to say, dogs that are black and have black fur, when you do use your flash, off flash on your camera, mm-hmm. it does kind of like...
Yeah, that makes it because they can scare them, right?
No, just on their black fur, it just looks a little bit like...
Off?
Yeah.
On the collar,
okay. Yeah.
But I was thinking more on the animal will get scared if they have the flash, you know.
A lot of dogs actually are getting used to it. These are New York dogs.
I work
in New York,
yes.
So they're used to all the fame.
Yes, I agree with you. So now, but you see, I mean, I don't know. I want to have your input here. Instagram, for example, you know, there's a lot of animals. People are constantly taking pictures of their pets, and then they post it on Instagram, and they're getting a lot of followers. And the more followers you are, the more popular. Who knows? I mean, I have heard people... pet owners right now that are making deals with corporations because their animals have a lot of following in Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. How important is the photography in the Instagram pages for someone to get good following?
Oh, yeah. Well, they have to be clear photos, and they have to you want to have it natural and for their personality to shine. If you have a quirky dog, then you want that quirkiness and that funness. But the important is mostly the clear shots. So you want to hire a photographer or someone who knows what they're doing.
So what you're saying is that everybody who is in Instagram that has their dog like with 100,000 followers, they have a personal photographer probably following them all along?
No, but a lot of photographers follow them and get their photos taken, and then they post those.
Oh, they use the picture that's taken by professionals.
They do get more because it kind of gives off that, you know, I'm a celebrity and I have pictures taken.
I mean,
and then
that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, so, I mean, thank you for the tips. I think that we were discussing before that we want to give a prize to our listeners right now. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yes. So the listeners listening, we do have a free photo shoot to one listener.
Uh-huh.
So the details will be enclosed. Is when we pick it, then you will definitely get the details.
So why don't we do it this way? Let's make it easy.
Okay.
Let's make it more easier right now. Okay. We're gonna go to break soon, but probably someone can call us while we do that.
Yeah.
So right now, if you call to my cell number 917-655-7879. You will get a free photo session with Crystal your dog. Okay? We're going to go into break, but call me, 917-655-7879, and you have a free photo session by Crystal.
That's right.
The following program has been brought to you by Route 11 Potato Chips. From the moment Route 11 Potato Chips dropped their first batch of chips back in the early days of 1992, they understood their destiny as a high-quality producer. Instead of succumbing to the frenzy of mass production, they took advantage of their small size and made chipping a personal art form. The payoff was immediate, an incredible potato chip. With a secret recipe and superior ingredients, their mission is to make an outstanding product in a safe and clean environment. In this world of uncertainty that we live in, Route 11 Potato Chips believes comfort food should be just that. Know where your food comes from. For more information, visit RT11.com.
Hello, and we are back with Crystal and Mina. Right? I'm saying right? Mina?
Mina.
Yes. At Animal Instinct and Heritage Radio. Thank you, Crystal, for all those great tips. Okay. And then now we're going to talk to Mina about an event that is happening on Thursday here in New York City. So, Mina, welcome to the show. Why don't you tell us about you and who you have here with you today?
Thank you very much. Here I have Luna with me. Uh-huh. Luna's going to be part of the cat show, part of the catwalk. And her name is actually Luna Bryan. She's about 3.5 months right
Fancy
now.
Fancy name.
Thank you. Thank you. She's actually a white Turkish van cat with two color eyes.
Oh.
So she's going to be expiring in a beautiful costume called the Cabaret.
Yes.
And that will be by Ada Nieves.
Oh, yours truly.
And she'll be down the catwalk.
So meow, meow, meow.
Meowing away, yes. Meowing away those sexy legs of hers.
I wanted to invite you guys, first of all, because I know that you listen to the show you mentioned to me. And then I totally forgot that we're having it's Matilda's annual celebration and cat fashion show at the Hotel Algonquin in 44th Street on Thursday, August 3rd. The event raises funds for the Mayor's Alliance for New York City Animals. And then we have 10 cats that parade in costumes or outfits made by yours truly. It's a shame promo here. Shameless promo, that's how they say it. How did you get Luna?
Actually, Luna is a rescue cat. I was going through the Craigslist classifieds, and one moment to another, I said, "Wow, this is a kitten that's coming home." And she was a rescue from actually Brighton Beach. A lady was putting her up there.
Oh, that's why the name?
That's why I named her Luna Brighton. Okay. I found out actually the Luna part came that she was born on April and the full moon day.
Oh.
And the date was like perfect for her. I was like, you're white, you're born on full moon, let's call you Luna, Spanish name there. And then the Brighton, you were born in Brighton Beach, why not?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
It's perfect. She's so beautiful. I'm taking some video that I'm going to post later on Facebook.
Thank you.
And so people can enjoy seeing Luna. Since obviously right now they can't, they're just listening. I wish she would say a meow. But for those that are in the city and that have cats, I hope that you guys stop at the event. Help, you know, a lot of the kitties in need, and that they are actually, they said that there are more cats that need to be adopted than dogs. Now, Crystal, Would you take pictures of Luna?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a cat. Will that be different than the dog? Or
it is different because with cats, you got to just wait till they give you the opportunity.
Ah.
You know, dogs, you tell them sit and they sit for a treat. But cats, they tend to just, you just... They'll give you their time.
Well, cats are a little bit more divish, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like I have a cat too, Martino. He's also going to be on the show.
That's great.
And all the cats, we went through a selection, let's say, meeting cats throughout the whole year and selecting the ones that were more playful and good with flashes because we have a lot of media that attend, so we want the cat to be social.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone being scratched by the cat. And just to make it a lot of fun. And by the way, guys, I'm going to give another prize. Okay, you missed the one for Crystal having a photo shoot, but I'm going to give one right now. If you call me right now to 917-655-7879, you will win a ticket to attend the Matilda's cat fashion show at the Algonquin Hotel on Thursday, August 3rd. Okay, we are having like 10 cats. I believe we're going to have also a presentation by cats. They're going to do a performing in there. And Sarah Rice, who is the original actress who play Joanna as Sweeney Todd. She's also going to be there.
Yeah.
The Girl Scouts are going to be helping. It's going to be just a lot of fun and a lot of cat accessories and memorabilia. So it'll be a great event to attend. So do you have more pets, Mina, or just the cat, how that goes?
Yes, I do, unfortunately. I have a couple of other pets. I have two Yorkies. I have one Schnauzer. And, of course, Luna.
You have a village.
And a hamster and fish.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a little
zoo. It's a zoo. Mina has a zoo.
But okay, they all get along so well.
That was going to be my question. How they live together?
They live marvelously. The dogs took a liking to her when she came in. She was about 2 months old. She was a kitten.
Okay.
And she was a little worrisome, and they all looked at her trying to figure out who she was. And eventually, she started sleeping with them. She thought she could nurse on them in the beginning.
So she thinks she's a dog.
She thinks she's basically a dog.
I've been there. My cat does the same thing. He also thinks he's a dog. I wonder if everyone's cat... I mean, guys, I wonder if you have a cat at home that believes it's not a cat and it's something else.
I believe that some cats are like that. I've come across a few like that.
It's funny. I mean, my life changed once I got my cat, and he's actually the reason why I started making the cat fashion show. He opened my eyes to the fact that there are so many animals in need out there that we can do fundraisers. And guys, by the way, you know, don't attack me. You know, dressing animals, we do it for fun and just for the event so we can raise funds for them and help, getting this much needed money to help the organizations to help them. In this case, you know, I'm very fond of the Mayor's Alliance for New York City Animals because they have under their umbrella 150 rescue groups. So instead of going with one or selecting one, we help many. And I think that's so important. Do you have a dog too, Crystal? Or
no? After my dog passed away, I haven't gotten over it yet. Believe it or not, it's been this long.
Wow.
Yeah, she was my best friend. This is part of the reason why I'm doing this, because I made a promise to her that I will finish what we started. So like behind, I always still be behind on my photos is a piece of her.
And I know that you have, like, your own mini studio in Midtown.
Yes. I work out of a studio in Midtown.
So if anyone wants a photo shoot and they not necessarily have a place to do it, they can just go with you to your spot and do it there and work out there. Yeah. I've been to many photo shoots with my animals, okay? And pictures says a lot. And then I took a picture of one of my dogs, and I ended up going through social media when social media wasn't what it is today.
Right.
And then it turned them to become, you know, these professional actors and models that they do television and magazines and all this stuff that we're constantly working on. So I think it's important for people to have a portfolio of their animals if they want to get into the business.
Definitely. I'm definitely working on thinking about just putting offering on Instagram package where they can have outdoor, indoor shoots and studio shoots all together at a rate, flat rate, and then they can just put all those photos
up. And they never know who is watching.
That's right.
There are many animal agents. Believe it or not, there's a lot of animal agents out there that are constantly watching all these pages and choosing them to give them a pay job.
That's right.
And they can get from $25 the hour to maybe a contract of $3,000 for a day for a particular job that they're going to do. So this has become something very profitable, obviously, and that's why so many people with their animals want to jump into it. It's another it's another career, practically, that you can live off. Okay. So are you planning to do that with Luna?
Yes, actually, Luna has a current page right now. She's on Instagram under Luna Brighton. You can find her. And she has her own little pictures there you can check out.
Oh, who knows? Maybe you know.
Never know.
We are in the presence of the future celebrity here.
Yes. She is a cutie and she's so well behaved. So I'm pretty sure she'll do great.
Yes. I hope so. You know, mommy is working it.
Yeah, she's working at home, too. She's pretty good. She likes, you know, if the photo shoots are pretty cool, if you bring some toys. And we're going to bring our toys with us. Because we're going to make those pictures happen.
Oh, well, I mean, you need toys when you're taking pictures of the animals, right?
Yeah, I usually have, like, a squeaky.
Uh-huh.
I have to work for, like, something with cats, though. Do squeakies work?
Squeaky's good. She just gets her aroused. She looks up for a second, like, oh, what's going on there?
Oh, okay.
That's good because cats are difficult to get attention off, right?
That or like weird noises. Like I start doing the weird noises.
So, Krista, how you self teach yourself to become a photographer? I mean, how do you start? How do you even start?
Well, you start what you have and then you work your way up. I read
But give me an example. Like how
I started.
What do you look for to start in something?
A lot of reading and research, but I did start with like those small digital cheap cameras, and I started going to events and dog events, and then I saw what my picture was lacking, and then I just was determined to learn more about it and read about it and try to master what I can do to make sure I get the image I want and what's lacking, and then I keep working towards progress until I get it to be the way I want it to be and now with all my equipment, so...
Wow, that's incredible. That's, that's quite an example for everyone out there to do, right? If you have a passion for something, you educate yourself as much as possible, not necessarily. I mean, I obviously tell everyone to go to college and you know, get your degrees, but if for any reason you can't, there's not, there's always a way to...
Right.
Be the best of who you are and something, and have a career and have a passion and enjoy it and do the best, right?
Yes.
Well, guys, thank you so much for him being here today. I wonder where Celia is right now. She's probably laying down on a beach. That's my imagination. She's probably laying down in a beach, having a mojito and laughing at my expense. Celia, you let me here alone by myself. I hope you guys enjoy watching the show today. Listening, sorry, not watching. You're going to watch it in a few. We're going to see. We're going to post at Ada Nieves' Facebook page short clips of the interviews that we're having, or the chat that we're having here today with Crystal from Let Bark Create. And people can find you where?
LetYourBarkCreate.com.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook, it's the same. Let Your Bark Create. On Instagram is Let Your Bark Create with underscore between each words.
Okay, perfect. Mina, thank you also for
thank
coming.
You
and
so where, much.
And again, they, Luna has an Instagram page where they can follow her.
Yes, you can follow her on Luna underscore Brighton, and she will be on Instagram. Correct.
Oh, fantastic. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming. We'll be back on next Monday, I believe. If Celia doesn't quit her vacation time today, she's going to think there's an emergency at Animal Instinct and we have to go and save it. But thank you guys for coming. Enjoy it.
Thank
and have
you.
A great night. Maybe I'll be back on Monday again. Who knows? I'll see you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.
I want to tell you about a new podcast called Amuse News. Publishing multiple days a week, Amuse News is your source for food news, interviews from around the food world, and more. On the show, we'll be engaging with food storytellers, from chefs to advocates to people working in the field, and many more. Find Amuse News wherever you get your podcasts. Amuse News is a destination for everyone who's looking for a new, insightful look into the world of food.